And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
There's this enormous mystery waiting to be unlocked. And the Brain Initiative will change that by giving scientists the tools they need to get a dynamic picture of the brain in action and better understand how we think and how we learn and how we remember. And that knowledge could be, will be, transformative.
All you cats and kitties out there whipping and wailing and jumping up and down and sucking up all that juice and patting each other on the back and hipping each other, who the greatest cat in the world is. Mr. Malenkoff, Mr. Dallenkoff, Mr. Eisenhower, Mr. Roosevelt, Mr. Wasserhuser, Mr. Woodhill, Mr. Beechhill, and Mr. Churchill, and all them hills going to get you straight. If they can't get you straight,
then no cat. Oh, yeah. Why does Obama want to map the human brain? Thank you, Lord Buckley. Who out there knows who Lord Buckley is? I mean, you look, don't call the show because you look it up in Wikipedia and get the answer in 1 minute. Now, the reason I linked Obama's talk about the human brain and the $100 million to map the brain with Lord Buckley is there's no reason to it. But I was going to ask you who influenced you in the arts and entertainment world. I can't say Lord Buckley influenced me, but I sure enjoyed listening to him when I was 17 or 18 years old in some of the New York nightclubs. He was at the end of it. I think he was still living at the time. I don't even know. I think he was still alive. But he was an old hit in so many ways. Exaggerated the aristocratic bearing. He had a waxed mustache, a tuxedo, and a pith helmet. And he had a rhythmic hipster slang to his delivery, which is why I played Obama. Because I think Obama may have been influenced in part by Lord Buckley. And that's why I ask you, in addition to the president, who influenced you in the arts and entertainment world? But really what I want to talk about is why does Obama want to map the human brain? Welcome to the Savage Nation. Obama has proposed a $100 million brain mapping project. Now, of course, they always sell it on the lie that they're going to cure diseases. That's the way they sell everything. That's how they sell you drugs. That's how they sell you this, that. Well, I wish they would solve the riddle of Alzheimer's disease. They might want to look into aluminum. I wrote a book, Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's, back in 1983 when I was in the Alzheimer's research area for a number of years. And there's still pretty good evidence that aluminum is so toxic that it does cause the beginnings of the riddle, the explanation of the riddle. But they want $100 million to map the human brain. And you have to ask yourself, who's pushing this? It's obviously Google, along with some of the private companies like Google and others who want to get inside your head so they can control you even more. That's my opinion, you know. Here's another story somewhat related to Obama wanting to map the human brain. ADHD, you know, that fake disorder, it's now seen in 11% of U.S. children as diagnoses rise. Now, doctors are finally stepping out from behind the pill curtain. And they're daring to say that they have to stop this because the prescriptions for stimulants like Ritalin or Adderall, they're saying, are out of control. The kids are being doped up on this. It leads to addiction, anxiety, and psychosis. And a pediatric neurologist in New Haven finally said those are astronomical numbers. People are being overdiagnosed with ADHD in order to receive the diagnosis and treatment. This ties into the corruption that I was talking about last week with disability cases. A lot of this has to do with families who want their kid to be diagnosed as somewhat disabled so they can get a crazy check for them. And so the doctors are very glad to go along with it, and the pharmaceutical companies are very glad to go along with it. You see, but ADHD, whether you know it or not, has no definitive test. It's based purely upon speaking with patients, parents, and teachers. It's purely a subjective diagnosis. And something else you don't know about pediatricians that's very sad. As near as 20 years ago, the pediatricians were the most honest doctors as a class in the country and also the most underpaid, or shall I say the most reasonably paid, or shall I say the poorest compensated of all doctors. And one of the reasons they were poorly compensated compared to the other doctors is because they didn't prescribe drugs. Kids didn't need them, by and large, unless they were very sick. But all that changed over the last 10 to 15 years with the pharmaceutical medical complex that suddenly decided we can invent new disorders, broadly include children in them, overdiagnosed these categories, drug children to death, and of course now you have entire schools selling parents on categories such as ADHD, which may not apply to their children. You may not know how bad this is, but the rates in states vary. The rates of diagnosis of ADHD vary by states, and this is intriguing to me. Southern states like Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, South Carolina, Tennessee showed, you're going to hear this, 23% of school-age boys received an ADHD diagnosis. That's because of the poverty in those states and because of the parents' corruption and wanting a crazy check, in my opinion. The rates in Colorado and Nevada were less than 10%. The medications, primarily Adderall, Ritalin, Concerta, and Vyvanse, They have a drug called Vyvanse. Anyway, you get the picture. Overdiagnosing these poor children, turning them into lab rats. Don't call on it. What are you going to say to me? I'm reading stories that intrigue me, tied to Obama's desire to map the human brain. After all, he is the scientist in chief, even though he has no degree in science. Incidentally, speaking of your president, headline Investor's Business Daily today, Obama support dives after sequester warnings fizzle. Index lowest since December 11. Obama support dives after sequester warnings fizzle. In other words, they caught him with his pants down. They caught him as a naked liar. They finally saw through him. And his ratings have dropped. Big deal, so they dropped like he cares. He cares as much about his ratings as he does about what you think about him and Michelle abusing the taxpayers' largesse. You know what I'm saying? He cares. What does he care? What are you going to do something to him? With Eric Holder as the Attorney General, what's going to happen to the two of them? Nothing. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, wrote George Santayana, not the musician, the Spanish philosopher. You know, not too long ago, I was watching a movie on television about Rocky Graziano, a great middleweight Italian boxer from New York City. Yeah, you could say he was the original Rocky. Graziano was one of the greatest knockout fighters in the history of boxing. I think he ranked in the top 20 or so. It doesn't matter. What really caught my eye were the street scenes from New York City. It was a different time. I was fascinated to see kids gliding down the sidewalks on homemade scooters because I had one. As I watched the movie, I remembered making a wooden scooter with my father out of scraps of wood. Since we couldn't afford to buy one, we took whatever was lying around and made it work. About all I could scrounge up was a six-foot length of a 2x4, one roller skate, an orange cart, some handles from who knows what, and a few rusty nails. If you were creative, it was enough. Dad took the board, and on one end we attached the front wheels of the roller skate. On the opposite end, we hammered on the back set of wheels from the skate. We nailed those wheels on as you put a horseshoe on a horse. With that done, we took the whole wooden orange crate and fastened it to the front end of the board. We nailed two handles on top of the orange crate. Presto, Savage had an instant scooter. Some kids would build a go-kart out of wood using the wheels from a baby carriage. They were inventive, and while these toys weren't necessarily beautiful in the traditional sense of the word, we loved them because we had made them ourselves. The point of my story is that I come from a time in America when kids made toys because they didn't have the money to buy them. They made them out of scraps of wood, nails, a hammer, and sweat. What a different time it was. If we wanted something but couldn't afford it, we knew we had to make it ourselves, work to buy it, or learn to do without it, which is why I have serious problems with Barack Obama's entitlement and redistribution of wealth scheme. I don't care what Marx the slacker preached. No man, woman, or child is entitled to benefit from the fruit of another man's labor unless that worker decides to be charitable. Why do naked Marxist-Leninist politicians like Obama ostensibly take from the middle class to give to the rich and poor? Because they understand the power of a well-placed handout to buy off the people and to further their real socialist agenda, which is a cycle of dependency on the government from cradle to grave and to diminish the bourgeoisie, the middle class. Make no mistake about it. This Marxist-Leninist president is converting America into a socialist nation step by step, the same way Mao Zedong did it on the Long March in China. I have said to you, this president is a revolutionary socialist. I have written he's a naked Marxist-Leninist. I've said these things because I know what I'm talking about. You see, my own interest in this topic of Marxism, Leninism, and socialism goes back to my own heritage. I am the son of an immigrant. My grandfather fled communism, Marxism, and the Red Revolution. He came to New York right after 1917 to find a new life for himself in a free society. Thanks to him, I was steeped in anti-communist philosophy from the earliest age. I was taught to cherish the freedom of the American experience. I was told how sacred and fragile liberty is and how I should always work to protect it. Taking advantage of his newfound freedom, my grandfather opened a little tailor shop of his own and was proud of the suits he designed and made for his customers. In fact, you could see a picture of him on the back of my semi-autobiography, Train Tracks. I never met him, by the way. He died of a heart attack at 47 because he worked with a passion 7 days a week, smoked a lot, worried a lot. Naturally, I wanted to know why this man traveled thousands of miles away from his home, family, and friends to start all over here in America, which is why I've studied Marx, Engels, Lenin, Stalin, Mao, and Pol Pot, all of them since I've been 18 years old. I didn't read them because I worshipped them or saw them as possessing the answer. I studied them because I was a college student who didn't want to repeat the mistakes of history. It's not as though I just started reading this stuff yesterday so I could be on a news show with a blackboard lecturing everyone. I've studied revolutions for over 40 years. I know what's going on in this country with this president, and Americans would as well if they had not been inculcated with socialism in America's public schools, if they had not been brainwashed with diseases that don't exist so they could be drugged into insensibility. That said, a few questions are in order. When I come back, I'll tackle them all right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
And we hear some people on the radio saying Dinovite.
And I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dinovite.
I logged on to Dinovite.com.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite.
The vet noticed that my golden retriever Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUYCOIN.
Here's a vote. Traffic, we start in the South Bay. Crash southbound 85 Camden Avenue off to the right shoulder. Traffic still slow from Highway 17. Southbound 280 at Meridian accident. That's got the left lane blocked. Traffic slow coming away from 17 as well. Southbound 101 in recovery, but still look for slow and go traffic from Fair Oaks Road as you head down to 13th Street. Northbound 101 slow 280 onto the lower deck. Upper deck slow from the island to 101. I'm Dave Fowkes, Sawtalk 560 KSFO.
Cash Call is so confident that we can save you money on your mortgage. We'll pay you $250 just for putting your refinance application into process. Why? In 2012, Cash Call funded over $10 billion in mortgages by saving people money. This year, our goal is $20 billion. To reach it, we decided to put our money on the line. It's simple. You call 866-590-CASH and take about 15 minutes to apply. If we give you a conditional thumbs up, we'll send you $250 within 3 business days. And you don't need to close the loan. This is not a rebate of a made-up fee. At Cash Call, we believe that if you look at the savings on our no-closing-cost loans, you'll probably go ahead and get the loan. This is a limited-time offer. So if you want to make $250 for about 15 minutes work and maybe also save money on your mortgage, make the Cash Call at 866-590-CASH.
$250 payment made after application is accepted into loan processing. One payment per household. Offer may be canceled at any time. For full terms and conditions, call 866-900-8744. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lender Law License number 603-8780. NMLS 38512. Equal housing lender.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The Radio Power Couple, Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back-to-back weeknights on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. I mean, are you ready for the Savage Truth? I do it in my own way. I mean, I just told you a number of stories, and I told you about the movie Rocky. I told you about how I made a wooden scooter with my father out of scraps of wood, and I tied it into a few things. Obama wanting to map the human brain, the overdiagnosis of various diseases that may or may not exist, such as ADHD, to drug our boys, primarily our boys. Let me explain something to you. If I were a child today, I would be declared ADHD. I would have been put on one of these drugs. I never would have made a scooter. I would not have made a scooter. I would not have scrounged together a 2x4, a roller skate, an orange cart, and some handles and a rusty nails to put together a cart. I wouldn't make a scooter. Kids wouldn't build anything if they were on these drugs. They become zombies. Now, I say the point of that story is that I come from a time when kids made toys because they didn't have the money to buy them. But they also learned that if they didn't have them, they either made them or they worked for them or they didn't have them at all. The kids are taught today that the country owes them a toy. In fact, everywhere you turn, it's about entitlement, isn't it? Every day, in every way, it's about another victim. They take the victims that don't exist and make them into victims that don't exist, and they tell you that somehow you made them into victims. But I want to turn it back to the brain mapping, because it looks like an innocuous story. Out of nowhere, the country's bankrupt, and he wants a $100 million brain mapping project. Who talked him into this? What forces are talking to Obama about mapping the brain? Oh, I know they're selling it to you on the fact that they're going to cure this disease, Alzheimer's, epilepsy. I hope they do. But I know differently. At least I suspect differently. And I believe this is Google. I believe that this is a nefarious partnership with some people who want to just bypass the ethical, legal, and societal implications of this research. There's no, I mean, what are the goals of his work? What are the goals? Do you have any idea now what I'm talking about? Here's another story for you to show you how far gone this country is press-wise. The Communist Associated Press drops the words illegal immigrant from style book. The Associated Pukes, the largest news gathering outlet in the world, will no longer use the term illegal immigrant. They're going to, I don't know what they're going to call them now. Maybe they could call them citizens and declare you racist. Maybe they can change it around. You see, some Hispanic radicals argue that if you call a person an illegal immigrant, you lack diversity in your thinking. And that the words illegal immigrant are shocking and offensive to illegal immigrants. This is not Brave New World. This is beyond Brave New World. This is a criminal new world where criminals are called something other than what they are. Also noted today, AP prefers to label behavior rather than people. I don't know what that means. Writing that instead of using the term schizophrenic, the AP now prefers saying that one is, quote, diagnosed with schizophrenia. I see. So you're not a schizophrenic if you're diagnosed with schizophrenia? I see. Okay. So you're not going to label an immigrant who came here illegally an illegal immigrant. What are you going to label them? I don't know. Maybe a Democrat voter? An Obama supporter? I mean, we could call them that. 855-400-7282. Would you like to talk? I am the letters to the editor. If you'd like to drop a verbal letter to the Savage editor, this is the best show in the country to do it through, because the Savage Nation gets some of the best calls in talk radio. I actually listen to you and respond. You know, let's go to WHAM in the Rochester, New York. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, it's possible that there is a desire to influence people's thoughts and moods through electromagnetic transmissions. We know that the brain is an nervous.
Mark, it's okay. Listen, and I want to hold you on. I'll bet you don't know how much I know about this area. I don't mean I'm an expert. Are you in the neurosciences?
No, not at all.
Okay, I can tell you the name of the scientist who first put electrodes in the brain of a bull and demonstrated that the bull could be stopped in a ring by hitting a pulse, an electronic pulse, and he could make a charging bull stop in his tracks. To show you how knowledgeable I am about these things, I can tell you his name. He was a Spanish scientist named Jose Delgado. So I'm very aware of where this will lead. Obama is a very, very sneaky, dangerous man. He has no desire to look into the human brain other than to control people. That's my estimation. He is the most dangerous president in human history.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
All right, I don't impress easily, so here's reason number 8 why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Over 100 design experts in-house. Impressive, since you're lucky to track down even one expert at a home improvement store. When I ordered new blinds from Blinds.com, I couldn't have been more impressed. They're available via phone, online chat, even video chat, via their free face-to-face design consultation service. Unbelievable. It's like having a decorator in your house. Of course, free online how-to videos make installation unbelievably easy, or you can always have them send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, it's improbable. They'll remake it for free. You heard me, free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They are beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling. You're the boss. No brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. Blinds.com, they're my friends, they're good people. So go to Blinds.com now.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fox. SciTalk 560 KSFO. A shooting victim is in guarded condition after being shot while in his car in Oakland and then crashing down a ravine. The suspect is still at large. An executive with a Walnut Creek investment firm has been arrested on charges claiming that he defrauded his company's lenders in order to pay personal debts. The director at Light Horse Ventures is charged with mail fraud and money laundering, among other things. We'll take a look at the roadways southbound 880 at, looks like at Thornton. We've got a crash, car overturned, the left lane's blocked, at least the one left lane, if not the two left lanes. Look for some major delays right now getting through Fremont. Have an accident northbound 880 at 237. That's off to the right shoulder. Traffic a bit sluggish coming out of the South Bay. Northbound 880, northbound 680 for the Sunol grade. That's very heavy from about Scott Creek over the grade to Andrade. Northbound 17 at Hamilton. Crash. That's off to the right shoulder. I'm Dave Fowkes, South Talk 560 KSFO.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would. And more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery, and it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
Hello, this is Rick Oderio. I'm the proud owner of Conklin Brothers Floor Coverings, and I'm here with a nice big tax break for you. It's the Conklin Brothers Nice Big Tax Break Sale. So right now, when you buy new carpet or flooring from Conklin Brothers, we'll pay the sales tax on the entire job. Conklin Brothers has a huge selection from high-end designer styles to value-priced products for every room in your home. And right now, we'll pay the sales tax, not just on the floor covering, but the entire job. Product, padding, installation, glue, grout, and everything. It's the Nice Big Tax Break Sale at Conklin Brothers, where we pay the sales tax, not just on the product, but the entire job. So for quality, guaranteed satisfaction, and a nice big tax break, hurry into Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo. Or visit us online at ConklinBrothers.com.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us. Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
Wouldn't you know it? The board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes are once again paving the way to better foot health. Hi, I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Show, Dr. Odell consistently encouraged callers with embarrassing toenail fungus to try the FDA-approved laser treatment. The 800 New Toes doctors were the first to bring you this revolutionary laser treatment for nail fungus and have performed over 10,000 successful procedures. Now, they're offering another groundbreaking laser treatment for foot and ankle pain. Like their treatment for toenail fungus, the MLS laser at 800 New Toes is quick, easy, and painless. It's used to treat plantar fasciitis, arthritis, tendonitis, and professional sports teams use it to help players recover from injuries. At 800 New Toes, it's not just about looking good, but feeling good too. So whether you have toenail fungus or suffer with foot and ankle pain, call 800 New Toes or go to 800newtoes.com. Get back to doing the things you love, pain-free, at 800 New Toes.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. I'm near the sea. I'm near a seaside resort doing my radio show. I see all the families. They're on vacation, eating, drinking, relaxing. Like there's no tomorrow. I don't know where the recession is. I know there's a recession somewhere. I don't know where it is, though. I haven't been able to find it. There must be pockets of recession out there. I don't know where it is. Everywhere I turn, San Francisco, the buildings, the cranes are in the air south of Market. Florida, restaurants packed, drinking, eating, gorging, osso buco this, pancetta that. I just love people aping in these Italian restaurants. They all want to act like they're in the Sopranos. I don't understand that. Every schmuck from New York who goes to an Italian restaurant in South Florida thinks that they have to make believe they're down on some, you know, illicit business. Why is that? I don't understand. They sit around in these outdoor restaurants. They put on an outfit for the luncheon, no less. And then they have a ravioli, whatever. And they sit there trying to look like a character out of a bad segment of The Sopranos. Visiting. It's just the games people play. Maybe I'm going to become a complete recluse altogether. I cooked my own dinner tonight. I can't take it. I can't take posures wherever I go. I didn't even want to buy fresh fish out of spite. I bought frozen fish because it was fresher than the fresh fish. Would you believe it? I went to Publix supermarket and I bought frozen ahi. It's amazing how good it is. Because most of the fish you're getting in the restaurant is frozen fish anyway that they defrost and tell you, oh, yes, it's fresh. I can guarantee you 99% of it comes out of a frozen package like I ate. At least I can control what I put on top of it. Made some rice, got my melanin fix from the rice maker, and polenta with no cream, and that's it. The dog, you know, what I'm saying to you is I have a brain that I have to take care of. Obama wants to map the brain. He wants $100 million to map the human brain. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, suddenly he's a neurosurgeon. They called him the scientist in chief. You know what this is about, don't you? You know why suddenly this street agitator who's now president wants to be known as scientist in chief? You say, well, he didn't call himself that. Someone called him that. Oh, yeah, like it wasn't orchestrated by his friends. Take a guess why Obama has been called scientist in chief now, and suddenly he's an expert on neurosciences. In addition to everything else, now he's an expert on neurosciences. I got a caller on line one, Jeff, who read right through this. Madison, Connecticut. Jeff, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, take credit for it. You're on the air.
Good evening, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. Listen, I can see right through this because every time he wants to make somebody look small or ridicule somebody, he brings it out to the public. And now suddenly there's Obama, the neurosurgeon, belittling Ben Carson, who's an
actor. Bingo. Ben Carson is what Obama pretended to be but never was. Ben Carson is a pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins, perhaps one of the hardest positions to have ever attained in medicine. Johns Hopkins, number one, a genuine pediatric neurosurgeon who really understands the brain. Now, all of a sudden, Obama's a brain expert? Do you realize how egotistical Obama is that he would take Ben Carson as a threat? Do you realize how insecure he is?
Pardon me?
How insecure Obama must be that he takes Ben Carson so seriously that he has to try and trump him?
He's more thin-skinned than a lake trout, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, it's a shame because Ben Carson is exactly what America needs. America needs a man who pulled himself up from nothing and became a pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins. Pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins, as opposed to a street agitator put in power by George Soros and other forces. Absolutely true. But you're right. Look, Jeff, the main point is, because it made no sense to me, Obama to propose $100 million brain mapping project, right? It makes no sense in the middle of austerity and this and that, right? Why all of a sudden would they call him the scientist in chief? And why, I ask myself now, of all times. And of course, Jeff, you picked it up right away. Are you in the sciences yourself?
I am not, but my whole family is in medicine. I'm the only one that's not. I couldn't quite take the gore and the guts, so I'm in a different field. But I have a mom and dad were both nurses. My father was a corpsman on aircraft carrier Midway during Korea.
Wow.
And my brother is a paramedic in Norfolk, Virginia. But they bring
the but the point is for you to have the acuity, the insight to see through Obama's suddenly becoming a interested in the brain, of course it's to make Ben Carson look small. You're absolutely right. It's brilliant. 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 I'm sending you a copy of my novel, A Time for War. I love my callers. I really do. I really do. I mean, you learn from them. You learn. I was in a shipyard yesterday. I was in the Ribovich shipyard in Palm Beach yesterday to look at a boat, right? And I never saw so many super yachts in my life. I could not believe the beauty of these vessels. Well, I love ships, the boats to begin with. But one after the other, I mean, they're all in the yard right now in Palm Beach because they've come up from the Caribbean. They're getting their servicing, their bottoms painted or whatever. And then they're going to be shipped over to Europe for the season where the big yachts go for the Mediterranean. I mean, my eyes were pouring over one ship after the other, right? These are big boats, 150 feet, 200 feet, 400 feet. You never saw anything like this, right? So I see a sweet, beautiful wooden ship there called the Honey Fitz. I know a little bit about boats. So I asked one of the guys working in the yard going by, was that Kennedy's yacht? He said, yes, that was the presidential yacht. And he said, the Sequoia is in San Francisco Bay. I said, I know because I know the captain personally. He's an ex-submariner. And he said, oh, that's interesting. I said, take a look at what's happened in this country. I said, the presidential yacht under Kennedy, which must have been 90 feet long, was considered a mega yacht of its time. And here we are a number of decades later when it would be considered basically a large launch for some of the other boats now. You know what I'm saying? It was amazing. It's not to say there shouldn't be big boats personally owned. God bless them if they can own them. They didn't take it from you. But a president's yacht looked small compared to the rest of them. I took a few pictures of it. And then a couple of guys were driving by in a go-kart. The yard is so big, the Ribovich yard. You may know the name Ribovich because Ribovich built some of the best sport fishing boats in the business. In fact, the name Madoff, Bernie Madoff, when he was found to be the swindler he was, they sold everything off, including his beloved 1970-something Ribovich sport fishing boat, which went for like 800 grand, and I was shocked that it brought that much money. Of course, I should have known it, you know, blah, 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 because it was made there with one of the great boats. Nevertheless, the guys are riding by in a golf cart, and I said, how do you like the job? These are older men in their 50s. They said, well, we love it. I said, why do you love it? He said, because every day is a new experience here. We don't know what boats are going to come in. We don't know what we're going to see. We don't know what kind of work they're going to have on them. And I said, boy, these are lucky men who enjoy their work. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting to talk to people. To me, it is anyway. I pry into things. So that's neither here nor there. You know, I'm a talker. I'm in the talk radio business. I guess I'm also trying to say to you is that a talk radio show is not just about politics. It's about talk. And I keep saying to you, it's about conversation. And I'm one of the world's greatest conversationalists, incidentally. Yeah, I have to tell you that because that's the reason that I thrive in the business. It's sad to see Wallbanger's ratings plummeted again, but it's to be expected. You can only have a run so long in any field. And then, you know, how long can you scream, hey, Abbott, the world's on fire? You know, Lou Costello had a good run, but with the hair part now, the pretty boy is gone. He doesn't look too good. And, the guys who are in business because of him, like the hysteric, hate when I say anything negative about Wallbanger. But I'm not really putting Wallbanger down. He's had a good run. Look at the money he's made. Look at the money he's made for a guy who never went past high school. And you have to admire him. If you can make that kind of money with a high school education, it's a great country, isn't it? So what's he knocking the country every day? I don't understand it. Anyway, to get back to the show, I drifted a little bit. 855-400-7282. What, Mike has ADD? 64-year-old? That's a good one. Did we get brain mapping, make Hopkins funding dry up, get back at car? Oh. Look, a lot of people hear what I'm saying about Obama. This guy has no bottom to his aggressiveness, by the way. It's embarrassing. Suddenly he's a brain mapper. How about my story about the scooter? That was a nice story. A kid building a scooter, the young savage. You know, really. 855-400-7282. I got such good calls, I don't know where to go. I'll tell you what. We're going to Mike on WMAL, line 5. Mike, go ahead. We're waiting to hear from you. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. This is McLean, Virginia. Love your show, Sophisticated and Literate. I have ADHD. I'm 64. Went to parochial school till 8th grade. The nuns kept me in line. When I got to 9th grade, I was all over the place. I was working at a drugstore. My mother's best friend was a Smith Kline French or drug salesman, so I knew about these drugs, and I tried one. Now, all these years later, since 66, I graduated high school, I'm on the same medication now after being diagnosed with it about 2001. I'm taking the same thing that I took myself medicated with back in high school and then in college. Did very, very well. But when I got to law school, I didn't take anything. It was, you know, I thought it'd be illegal and all. And I did, you know, mediocre. I think it was because I was a forceps baby. I may have had a little
No, this is a very interesting story, and I don't want anyone to misinterpret me. I never said ADHD didn't exist. All I said is that there are many doctors coming forward now who are saying it's overdiagnosed.
Probably is.
It's overdiagnosed to sell drugs. What did you take illegally that gave you the focus? You took what? Benzedrine?
Dextroamphetamine. Dextroamphetamine.
Absolutely, Mike. And you probably felt like you were in paradise when you did, right?
It wasn't that strong, but some of the things that came out later, like in the mid-60s, Black Beauty and other things in college, they really would keep you flying all day. Too strong. But the thing I take now is it's a timed-release thing, so it lasts a good while, and it doesn't really make me high if I take too much.
Well, maybe I ought to take it. Then I could leave talk radio. I'd be a happy man. I finally could leave the field. I wouldn't have to be all over the map.
Well, I can tell you, when I was in top 10 law school, I didn't take it thinking that I could tough it out. And the fact is, it should be called attention inconsistency disorder, because I can focus great most of the time, but then I can read a page and not retain one word. And it doesn't matter how hard I try, I can't do it. I have to wait until I can focus again.
Wait, but Mike,
allow me
to
focus.
This is an intriguing conversation, because maybe you didn't want to remember the page. In other words, I have the same kind of mind. I can scan and read and not remember stuff. It's boring. And then all of a sudden, one line will stick in my head because it has significance to me. Your brain can't remember everything it takes in. In other words, if you watch a movie, do you want to remember every scene in that movie for the rest of your life?
Well, I have one of those problems where I do remember most everything that hits my consciousness. I just don't have a filing system, which makes it difficult.
Oh, it gets jumbled up. It gets jumbled up. That's dangerous.
Before I went to law.
Well, you shouldn't operate heavy machinery while taking those drugs. So are you a lawyer now, Mike?
I'm an ex-lawyer. I'm retired. I was mostly a judge in the administrative field when I was working, which was up until 2007.
That's beautiful. Hey, did you see the story today that lawyers who graduated law school are suing law schools because they can't get a job?
They should. When I left, I went to Duke. When I left there, I owed them $6,000, and I worked three jobs, so I wouldn't have any debt. And now I think it's on purpose that they get these, as we've talked about, the government. You get so indebted to the government, you can't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter has no debt. I was able to keep her from having any debt at all. But when you owe the government $200,000 or whatever it is, you're going to vote for people who keep...
Do you know what a starting salary is for a law graduate today? I'm not talking top, top half a percentile. Let's say an average upper graduate out of a good law school in the top 10%. They're not making that much money.
No, they're not. No, and the thing is, though, that it's sort of like the baseball and football franchises now. You eat what you kill, so to speak. If you're going to move to a law firm, you've got to bring clients with you now.
Aha. Uh-huh. You know, Mike, we had, I'm not going to say who, but there was a relative 20 years ago, graduated Harvard Law, a distant cousin. She told us, that, I think I told the story once on the show, that her professors in her last seminar told her, look within your family for your first case.
That's interesting.
No, we were shocked. Look within your family for your first case. I mean, they were telling you basically to sue somebody in your family.
Or if you're an insurance salesman, sell a life policy your family.
I don't know, Mike. Well, I'm really intrigued by you as a listener and a caller for three reasons. You're a former judge, yet you have interest in talk radio. You found my show since I started MAL. You find it interesting. You say you're self-diagnosed with ADHD and you've been on drugs, which you took both illegally and then legally, right?
Correct. I started out illegally, with an IL. And then when I got to professional school, I was afraid I might get caught. You can't use illegal drugs. So I stopped. I didn't do as well as I expected to in law school. I went to work I'm here in Washington, went to work for the government. And mostly I worked on Capitol Hill. I was never a political appointee, meaning I always got hired because of merit, not because I was in with some political party. As a matter of fact,
Mike, what drug do you take currently? What medication?
Pardon me?
What medication are you on now?
I take dextrodrine, which is dextroamphetamine. Same thing as I was saying.
Are they still prescribing Dexedrine? I mean, that's basically, it was a weight loss drug in my day.
It used to be, but anytime, as you know, your vast experience, you get a drug approved for one thing, you can use it for any other thing.
Well, I'm not that familiar with dextroamphetamine, but I will tell you this. It's a basic amphetamine. It's not a very complicated amphetamine. It's very similar to pseudoephedrine in structure, as you probably know, if you just look up the organic structure of it. I remember, God, I can start talking now for about 2 hours about a friend's mother who was put on that drug to lose weight, and she went crazy from it. She had psychotic episodes from that drug. She'd go to New Jersey. She'd get shot up by a doctor. She'd come back out of her mind. And she would attack her son, my friend, saying he did things to her that he never did. Would you believe it?
Well, here comes her 19th nervous breakdown, as Mick told us, because that's what he was singing about. Also, Valley of the Dolls at the time was about amphetamines.
Oh, yeah. There's a certain politician's wife in Arizona who was in that valley.
Well, and I'll...
Mike, I'm going to send you a copy of a time... I love this call. Thanks for the call. I'll be right back to talk about amphetamine.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Here's the vote. Traffic, major problems in Fremont, southbound 880 between Dakota and Thornton. Car on its side. Multiple cars involved in this crash. Three left lanes are blocked. Traffic at a standstill approaching Fremont. It's backed up now all the way to Highway 92. Southbound 101, Poplar Avenue. Earlier crash just been cleared, but traffic's going to be slow coming away from Burlingame. Still slow into San Francisco. Northbound 101 from about Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, I'm Mike Amatori. And when they told me that Danmer Custom Shutters was coming back on the air, I said, let me do the commercial. Because I've been a customer of Danmer for 16 years, and I wouldn't have anything else. You already know that the right shutters will increase the value of your home. But did you know that tangled blinds and dusty drapes are actually costing you money in your home energy bill? You can now get a tax credit of up to $500 on Danmer's American-made shutters. Plus, you'll save 25% during their spring makeover sale while actually reducing your home energy bills. Danmer can build your shutters in as little as 3 days from measure. And delivery and installation are always free. Call 800-378-5599. Danmer, they're your local source for shutters at 800-378-5599. Get your $500 federal tax credit plus 25% off during their spring sale. Going on now. Call 800-378-5599. Or go to Danmer.com. License number 574304.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare's Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical professional, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBV. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Get in the best shape of your life with 4 weeks of boot camp from Fit for Life Solutions. Snag half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Amazing. Look, we started talking about Obama suddenly out of the blue wants $100 million to map the human brain. And it moved into so many areas because an interesting topic like that brings out some literate callers. This is what makes for interesting conversation. Let's be clear. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I have only a minute left because we ran over time. I'll be back right after that. But if you look up dextroamphetamine, you'll be shocked to find out that it's prescribed to our children today under the pretty name, they call it, what do they call it now? You know, Adderall. Would you believe it? Let's say your daughter is on Adderall. She's basically being put on speed. She's a speed addict, in plain English. Oh, yeah. Side effects include tachycardia, hives, palpitation, and dry mouth. But don't worry, the medical quacks have drugs for that as well. So if they can hook your child onto Adderall and say that she has ADHD, and she suddenly gets hives, palpitation, tachycardia, and dry mouth, Dr. Quack will give you four new drugs to diminish the tachycardia, hives, palpitation, and dry mouth. And if that doesn't work, they can always give her electroshock therapy, because that may work. Let's be clear here. It is a very dangerous drug. Amphetamine is what it's like. It's not exactly the same thing. And a lot of people suffer the symptoms that they want treated. Daytime sleepiness, better known as narcolepsy. I suffer from that. But I get very creative as a result. One of my most brilliant professors was a narcoleptic. In the middle of one of his naps, he'd come up with the most astonishing ideas. So you see, watch out. You know what your drug here. It's good to be narcoleptic.
Join. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
I wonder what he was on. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I mean, if this kid were alive today, they would say that he's got an ADHD. They put him on a drug and you wouldn't have heard Great Balls of Fire. Welcome to the program. So it just shows you what conversation can do for a person. You know, when I came into the show tonight, I was dragging because it's late for me. I'm a West Coast guy. I'm doing a show later at night. No matter how I try to pace myself, 9 o'clock's late. For me, right? I was dragging into that. Now, I'm chomping at the bit to get into the 10 o'clock hour here on the East Coast because it got so exciting. It got so exciting. And how did it get exciting? Because I started with a topic that's of interest to me. Why does Obama want to map the human brain? He proposes a $100 million brain mapping project. And I smell a rat because everything this guy does has a curveball to it. The solar lies that have come out, you know, where'd that money go? Where's the $563 million that went to Solyndra? Hello? Nobody knows. Okay? So is it just about money? I doubt it. So one of the callers in the last hour said that he wants to suddenly be into the neurosciences and look like he's on top of it because he's trying to put down Dr. Ben Carson and try to top him. Now, of course, he can never do that because Ben Carson is the real McCoy. You don't become a pediatric neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins the way you become, let's say, the editor of the Harvard Law Review owing to certain other factors. In other words, you can't fake your way into that position. You can't become a pediatric neurosurgeon through affirmative action. Let me level it with you because there's no other way to put it. Okay? They can't rig the system for you. Either you know how to do brain surgery or you get your appointment, or you can't do brain surgery. Whereas as a street agitator, you don't have to prove anything. So we move from that to a man calling who said that he really does have ADHD, because I'm very skeptical about it. We know it exists to a certain extent, but not to the extent that we have been sold it exists. And now doctors who were once pushing it are going away from it and saying, watch out. Just watch out, because there's too many kids being diagnosed with ADHD. So toward the end of the hour, a judge called, a retired judge, and he said he self-diagnosed when he was a teenager and he took dextroamphetamines, and he felt better, and he's been on drugs all his life, and he's 64, which is very interesting. And from that, we went into other areas. Now, you know, if you look up dextroamphetamines, they're doping children up with this now. But what you have to understand is about, and it's called Adderall, by the way. They give it a nice name. It's like ahi for a poor fish that never wanted to be chopped up and caught. Unfortunately, they gave it a pretty name. Would you like some ahi? Or would you like some mahi? What, would you like some Adderall with your ahi? Or would you like some Adderall with your mahi? It's habit forming. It can cause heart-related side effects. There are many side effects to these drugs. Rashes, hives, itching, shortness of breath, wheezing, cough, swelling of face, agitation, glaucoma, heart disease, an overactive thyroid gland. Now, what I'm getting at is this. Some people need it because they'd rather have some of these symptoms in a minor key than be depressed and want to commit suicide or not be able to function at all. You understand it's a trade-off. It's not either or. It's not 100% one thing or the other. So some people say, you know what? I'd rather have some of these disorders than walk around like a zombie and feel like jumping off a bridge. Depressed all the time. I don't feel good. I can't focus. I feel like a sack of potatoes. So the doctor puts them on this for, and then they feel better for a while. So, oh, yeah, you trade it off. So the guy's health suffers in the long run, but meanwhile, he's functional. And I understand that. But I want to tell you something else. There is a way to struggle with mild brain disorders and do it without drugs. You will find exercise can do some of these things. You will find that massive doses of ascorbic acid, meaning vitamin C, in water or in club soda will bring up your brain energy really fast. In fact, about 30 years ago, there was a very important finding, which was suppressed by the pharmaceutical industry. They were curing heroin addicts of addiction with massive doses of vitamin C. It was in a Bronx clinic, in a hospital, no less. It was very, very well received, and it was hushed up and buried by the powers that be for obvious reasons. I got very interested in the brain many years ago. I wouldn't consider myself an expert, but for about 5 years I was in the Alzheimer's research world, and I invested myself into everything that was written about it that I could possibly get my hands on. Being reasonably well-educated and reasonably intelligent, I learned enough to think that I learned certain things about Alzheimer's disease that are not well, you know, accepted by the medical establishment. But the point is, in doing that, I went into realms of the brain that intrigued me. In fact, to this day, even though I have two master's degrees and a PhD, you know that to this day, sometimes, even at my age, I think of going back and getting another master's degree in neurosciences. That's how fascinated I am by neurochemistry and the brain. It doesn't mean I've already gotten the degree. Don't get me wrong. It's like the kid, 11 years old, he got shot, you know, saying he was going to be a surgeon. I love that. Okay, I'm sorry the kid got shot. Already the funeral is saying he was like a dead surgeon. I didn't say I was a neuroscientist because I wanted to get another degree. Don't get me wrong. Nor am I making fun of anyone who gets shot, you know. That's just a loss of a life. But the point I'm making is a little different than that. I have struggled with some of these disorders myself all my life. But I never took medication for them. I to this day have to fight narcoleptic experiences. I have to fight depression. I have to fight a desire to not go on sometimes. Why do I do it? How do I create so much? How do I get up and do a show every night with this energy? Despite all of that, it's a miracle, actually. But I do it without drugs. Why and how do I do it? It's a miracle unto itself. But I'm getting to another point. I have to do it in my own way, in a roundabout way. I remember when I was studying botany many years ago, I had a professor, I don't want to mention his name. He was a great, crazy, eccentric botanist. You say botany, you think you're going to go to sleep, xylem and phloem. He was a different sort. He was a very advanced mind. And he would give a lecture in the classroom, a graduate lecture, and he'd fall asleep in the front of the classroom. He'd fall asleep while lecturing you. He was a heavy-set guy, and he had narcolepsy. It looked like a Pickwickian syndrome, let's say Victorian England. He would stand there, and in the middle of talking, he'd zone out, completely zone out, and go dead silent for a number of minutes. And no one would say anything, and he'd come back and go on with the lecture, or he'd come up with a brilliant insight. I actually got to love this man because he was so delightful in so many ways. I think the world would have lost a lot had he been medicated, for his narcolepsy. I'll never forget, there's a side story of a side story of a side story, which is that I think he became famous for the following. He was at a scientific convention in Ireland, which was held at a castle, an old castle, not a new castle, built by a Russian oligarch, but an old castle. And they took a break to go to the men's area to relieve themselves, as they did at anywhere. But the castle did not have a facility of that kind. It had what was known as a peeing wall. And that's a polite way of putting it. And he said, this is the kind of mind he had. He was down there with the other guys relieving himself against the peeing wall. When he looked at the peeing wall and he noticed that there were all sorts of lichens and molds growing on this old wall from all of this urine and whatnot, and the man was so curious and his mind was so undrugged and so free that he said to himself, I wonder if there'd be some new organism in the material I see on the wall, because look, it's been here 5 centuries, 6 centuries, all these men that have come through here, look what's growing, I wonder. So he went and got a Petri dish. He scraped off some of the plant material that was growing on the wall. He took it back to the lab, and he discovered a new species, which he named the new species. And science, naming a new species is considered the epitome or the zenith of your field. At least it was in my day. So you say, what a pointless story. Did he make any money from it? I doubt it. I doubt that he made any money from the new organism. But that wasn't the point. You understand? That's what science was. That's what science was in my day. It wasn't oriented toward making God bless him if he could have made a new sulfur, a new antibiotic. I don't think he did, no. The point is that he had a creative mind. And I love creative minds. They're so rare that you can hardly find them anymore. I never run into them, rarely. I have one or two friends who I have brilliant friends, and then I have one or two creative friends who are nuts, nuts as a cuckoo bird, but I love them because they're brilliant. I won't mention who, because none of them talk to me anymore after the birthday dinner that I gave them last week when I put everyone down for ordering too much food. I did that. I did that for a reason. The reason I told you about the cheapskate friends that I have who didn't even bring flowers or a card is because I never want to see them again. If they don't, what do I care? In other words, goodbye to all that. I feel like I've left England and I went to the new world after that. I'm thinking of leaving California anyway. I can't take the criminal taxation system. I cannot take the broken streets. I can't take the flood of illegal aliens who hate the country. I can't take it. They didn't create the Sierra Nevada. They didn't create San Francisco Bay. And so, therefore, they don't own it, but they act as though they do. And the white liberal politicians are so venal that they treat the illegal aliens as though they are the inheritors of something they never built. And I find I resent it, and I find I can't take it. And it's funny, in Florida, although there are many immigrants, I don't feel the same thing. I don't feel the same vibe off the Haitians that I feel from those who are in California. It's a strange phenomenon. But the illegal aliens in California have an entitlement and a hatred that pours off them that I frankly never feel from the Haitian people here in South Florida. Isn't that odd? It's an odd phenomenon. That I think is worth studying. Why do they have an entitlement in California? Answer, because the louts on the left encourage them to have you know, those feelings. Well, I'm wandering about around a bit because I have ADHD, I guess, which is a talk radio attention deficit disorder, which, of course, makes for great shows. Had I had a normal mind, if I was blessed with a normal mind, you'd never have heard, you would never have heard of me. I probably, if I had a normal mind, well, let's say, thinking back, let's say when I was 17 and was showing signs of who I am, if I had let the normal course of events take their course and went to, let's say, a quack doctor, meaning a psychiatrist in that time, and they would have, well, your son has blanket email, let's put him on the, maybe at most I would have been a dentist and dead by now for heart attack. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN. Center announces the greatest LASIK offer ever. Now, for a limited time, do two eyes for the price of one. That's right. Pay their normal fee for high-definition wavefront LASIK, and you get the second eye free. You heard me. Financing is also available. You select the terms. It may be possible for you to experience life free from glasses and contacts. Place yourself in the skilled and caring hands of Stanford University-trained Dr. William Ellis. Dr. Ellis is a LASIK pioneer with over 60,000 procedures. He's the best. He's recognized as a world authority on laser vision correction. If you have a flex plan, you may be able to use tax-free dollars to pay for your LASIK. Call 877-933-3315 now for a free evaluation. Valued at $350, it's free. This offer is limited and restrictions apply. Prior discounts not applicable. Do yourself a favor and call the best in the business. Dr. Ellis, Eye and Laser Medical Center now, 877-933-3315. Write it down, 877-933-3315.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows and receive a limited offer this month only. Free installation plus American Vision Windows will pay the tax. Call for details today at 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
None of this will be easy. If it was, we'd already know everything there was about how the brain works, and presumably, my life would be simpler here. It would could explain all kinds of things that go on in Washington. And we could prescribe something.
We could prescribe something. Notice the imperial we. Notice the imperial we. We not you could prescribe, not doctors could prescribe, not medicine could find and prescribe, but we could prescribe, the imperial we. This man is a very, very egotistical man and a narcissist, as we know, as are most politicians. But it is definitely his attempt to cast an umbra over Dr. Carson. Sorry for using a PhD word, but he's trying to cast an umbra, his umbra, or an umbra of him over Dr. Carson, to use a phrase that you might find in a novel. Pardon me for insulting you with words that are not normally spoken in talk radio, but look, it's late enough at night for me to occasionally throw in a word without being embarrassed by it. Salem, Oregon, Vavara, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to say thank you so much. I am a first-time caller. I listened to you for the first time a couple of weeks ago. And your book, I had to go get. And it's actually very incredible. I want to, you know, create a library of your books.
I'm glad you like it. You mean you like the novel A Time for War? Do you like the restaurant scenes in addition to the plot? You like the scenes in San Francisco's North Beach Italian restaurants?
I got to say, you know, you are, a couple of weeks ago, have been an absolute inspiration for me, and I've had, you know, really close friends of mine. I don't know how to talk to them because they say, oh, you know, you can't listen to Michael Savage. He is, you know, just speaking different things. And I'm like, no.
No, they don't. Most people say that about me. They don't listen to me, nor do they have the brains to even understand me. Most of them have very, very, they have pea brains. So don't worry about what your friends say. You're defining yourself by yourself, which means that you're marching to a different drummer, as has been said. And you're going to have to get ready for the fact that you're on a new road. You're on your own road. And where that road takes you is anyone's guess. But the fact is you're probably going to have to leave some of your, quote, friends behind, as I did, in order to develop and grow, my friend. And I thank you for listening to the program. I don't want to go on and on. If I were a normal talk show host, I would milk that caller for another 10 minutes. But what's the point? What's the point? You know, really. You know, so far I've had a very nice show. I mean, with the scooter now, look where we are. And we're not talking about Libby here. We're not talking about Libby's scooter. We're talking about the scooter I built. Now we go into the brain. Scientist in chief all of a sudden. You know, be careful. ABC, Mary, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, you said that you have an ADHD mind, but you're really the only one who can maintain a train of thought. No matter how many times you divert from a topic, I never get lost in what you say, and I'm always confident that you will work your way back to your main point.
It's very interesting you should say it. I absolutely do, and I pretend that I'm drifting into, you know, rivulets and rivulets and rivulets of the rivulets down to the arterial level of thinking, and then I come right back to the carotid artery of the idea.
Sometimes I listen to Clarabelle, and he'll start a sentence five times and never get back to it, and it's frustrating.
Well, look, as I say, I have no enmity towards anybody in the talk radio business. It's a very tough business that I'm in, and there's a long day part. You know, you've got a lot of hours to fill. And it was interesting for me to learn that radio, AM/FM radio, accounts for 19% of people's choices, even in the age of the Internet. Everyone says, oh, radio's dead. No, radio's very much alive. 20% of Americans consume radio. That's amazing. So there's room for everybody, my friend. Of course, I'm the best. I accept that. There has to be a Babe Ruth in every sport and in every profession.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Hey, look, I don't impress easily, but here's reason number four why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Prices, okay? Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices. We got new blinds for our home at Blinds.com and saved a bundle. Blinds.com is the world's largest online store for designer blind shades, shutters, and drapes at amazing prices. Why should you hassle the big box stores and pay too much when you'll get better prices, selection, and service at Blinds.com? And they make installation unbelievably easy. Even if you mess up and mismeasure, forget about it. It's improbable. They'll remake it for free, yes, free. And if you'd like, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. Oh, and be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in seconds. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And remember, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement stores, period. Blinds.com now. Go to Blinds.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Six people were arrested today protesting the cutting of trees to build a highway bypass in Mendocino County. Dozens of highway patrol officers armed with batons and beanbag projectiles arrested the tree sitters and brought the nine-week protest to an end. A judge has ruled that a lawsuit against Facebook over the use of the word timeline can go forward. A Chicago company called Timelines is suing to get Facebook to stop using the word to track users' postings. Taking a look at the roadways, better news, southbound 880 before Thornton. That Sigler accident has been cleared. All lanes are now open, but there's some residual delays. Traffic unwinding back from Highway 92. Southbound 280 at Mariposa, San Francisco there. We've got a crash. It's off to the right side. And back to Fremont, southbound 880 at Fremont Boulevard. An accident being reported. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, city, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Welcome back to Savage Nation. Someone just came in the studio whose opinion I trust very much, who said to me, you know, you may be one of the few talk show hosts in America who actually take natural calls. She said to me, I hear other shows, they all sound like they're either pre-picked to make the host look good, or they're set-up calls. And she said, you're getting callers that are all original to talk radio. Maybe they're hungry to call a show. I don't know. It could be. And it's also a product of my mind, which does wander, because I have so many interests. I don't like getting stuck. I can do it if it's a really hot topic, like God forbid it was North Korea, something really happened, we'd do that all night. But I'd love to go from the brain, $100 million brain. Look what we've done tonight. We've discovered that Obama absolutely is talking about mapping the brain. And we will do this, we will do that, because he wants to trump the real McCoy. He's that insecure. He's that threatened by Carson. That if people start to look at Dr. Carson and say, holy God, this guy came up from nothing, he could not fake it as a brain surgeon. While we know that Obama knows that he's faked an awful lot of what he's done to get where he is. You know, it's all built upon, mirrors, halls of mirrors. It's like a hall of mirrors that created the Palace of Versailles and the Palace of Obama, based upon a hall of mirrors. Constant reflections, you know, shadows on the wall. And I think it's very interesting, that's all. I mean, right now I could shift to a whole other topic, but I don't want to do it because I'm looking at the news as a topic that intrigues me. I think I'll save it for another night, which are the poseurs at the San Francisco museums, particularly one woman who is a monster that they're featuring, who runs the fine arts museums as though they're her personal museum. And it's a disaster what's happened to the... I spent a lot of time in fine arts museums. I have since I'm a kid. I was drawn to them even as a child. Well, a teenager. The Metropolitan Museum was my favorite. I'd wander in there for hours, or the Museum of Modern Art. I liked, and I was amazed by Picasso. I was amazed by some of it. But I'm more of a traditionalist, so the Met was always a greater museum for me. Nevertheless, San Francisco does have some nice museums, some beautiful works of art. Unfortunately, it's so out of town because of the strong-willed woman who runs it like a fiefdom. That I remember I criticized this, that they actually had the nerve in the DeYoung Museum to put a collection of a woman's shoes after she died in showcases. Remember about 4 years ago I did that show? I walked in there and my mouth fell open and I would not believe what I was looking at. Now I know why. This out-of-towner here who runs the museums like it's a personal city, you know, so out of it's so provincial, it's embarrassing. So her girlfriend dies and what, she told her she'd put her shoes in a showcase? So I remember looking at it, I can't believe this. And there was a guard there. I was shaking my head, and we talked. He said, I've never seen anything like it either, but don't say I've said anything. As a matter of fact, he was an African-American guard, and we, you know, hit it off. But no, that wasn't it. It got worse under this out-of-town provincial woman who runs the museums in San Francisco. Another woman died. She left her dress collection. They did an entire exhibit of the woman's dresses. And only in San Francisco could this happen. Only in this provincial city of ours could one woman, I don't need to mention her name. She's featured in the local rag today. One of those out-of-towners always wearing like a dress, a certain, you know, a gown made by Oscar de la Renta. Oscar de la Renta made her a dress. It's awful. I never saw such a mixture of garbage clothing like this. She looks like she's wearing a mink stole in this picture that she got from a rummage sale combined with an Oscar de la Renta dress and a big smile, and looks like she ate too much brie in her life. Let's put it to you that way. So she runs it like it's a scandal now in the city. 15 years she's ruled the museums like it's her own. And she's been accused by critics of overstepping her bounds, taking too active a role in curatorial and personnel matters, running the public museums like a private enterprise. And she is, in my opinion. And only in San Francisco could she get away with it because there are so few people, and they're all very provincial in their thinking. It's something out of a bad French novel of the 19th century, living in San Francisco, which I found charming for years. I used to look at it with, you know, the Gettys. Oh, you go to the Gettys' house. The epitome of society. Take a look at their families, how well they worked out. Or the others that go to the houses up there. So I would look at it as a 19th century French novelist. I don't find it charming anymore. I find it so boorish, I can't take it. I'd rather watch a seagull relieve himself than go to any of those events. I find it more intriguing zoologically. In other words, the specimens bore me in San Francisco. Anyway, that's a personal observation. But the thing is, that's how my mind works. I'm ready for a change. I mean, I'm just talking out loud now. I will let you. I don't know why. It's like I took some medication tonight called Talk Radio, and I ingested it. Boy, is it working. I came into the show tonight. I was tired. It's late. I didn't think I would be excited by it. And the second hour, it's like a medication. So what am I telling you? I am showing you something. I'm telling you that if you're interested in life, I'm telling you that good conversation is medication. Good conversation is better than medication. It's good for your heart, your soul, your brain, your weight, your hair, your teeth, your nose, your ears, your eyes, and your fingernails, as well as your dog's coat. Why? I don't know, because the human being is more than just mechanistic functions. We have a spirit. And unless the spirit is fed through various and sundry, whether it's great art, okay, or great conversation, or even mediocre good conversation, you're going to feel dead. And that's why the drugging of society is so deadly, because it takes away anyone's quest to find that conversation, to reach out, not only to absorb that creativity that's out there, but to have your own creativity and express it. In other words, our society is becoming more deadened from all of this drug usage. How many of our bright children are being destroyed with Adderall and these other drugs with the misdiagnosis or the overdiagnosis of ADD, ADHD, et cetera? How many? How many bright kids are being put into chemical straitjackets? Well, if I were the only one saying it, you wouldn't be listening to me. But even the doctor who first declared the category to be more broadly occupied than you ever thought now is saying he shouldn't have done it. He's sorry he did it for the last 20 years. How many minds have been ruined by him? Right? Here's another story. Stimulus funds fed minority businesses that served as middlemen. Oh, boy. Obama green loan recipient Fisker preps for bankruptcy. I didn't even get to these. Stimulus funds fed minority businesses that served as middlemen. I was going to go into this as an extension of my discussion of corruption in America. We know about the minority contracting in America. You know that basically they're front companies. They keep a 10% cut for themselves and do nothing. And then they turn the job over to those who can actually do the job. Oh, yeah, everyone knows that. So the Washington Times blew the lid on WB Construction and Sons, Inc., you know, and what they did and blah, blah, blah. All they do is fill out forms, paperwork to get the contract, and then turn it over to a company that actually can do the job. And yet, many U.S. departments like Veterans Affairs, U.S. Forest Service, are not alarmed by the practice or its impact on the goal of such programs. They love that kind of subcontracting. And we know what that is, even though the tax dollars are being ripped apart by this lie, this big lie of minority contracting. One after the other. One after the other. They have to buy materials from a front group, in other words, to make sure they get a couple of million out of it. Here's one. Fidelis Design and Construction, LLC, is owned by a service-disabled veteran who also is a minority. It received $13.5 million in six stimulus contracts from Veterans Affairs, all reserved for disabled veterans. But each time it subcontracted virtually all the work to Pride Enterprises, a black-owned firm that would not have been eligible to bid on the contracts directly. Fidelis described its role as, quote, supervisory in stimulus disclosures. In all, Fidelis kept $1.4 million or 11% of the contract, with the remainder going to Pride. Can you believe this? Well, because it's part of the corruption. And then I went into the drugs, the corruption of the medical, dental, the medical, pharmaceutical, medical establishment on the show tonight, you know, because it really is part of the corruption, how pervasive it really is. So you say, oh, okay, you're walking around like you have a halo. I didn't say that. I didn't say I have a halo, but I'm not corrupt. That's all. It's all you got to know. That's all you got to know. Yeah, I'm putting myself on a pedestal. I'm a talk show host. I can tell you right now that I don't rob from people. I don't take from people. And that's the end of it. And they do. And the country's filled with crooks from the top to the bottom. The country is more crooked today than it's been since, I would say, since going back well over 100 years to the Tammany Hall days of New York City, which I try to tell you about. The Tammany Hall days in New York City, when the Democrat machine had every contract rigged. Everything was rigged in that city. And do you know that Tammany Hall and the corrupt Democrat machine ran New York City for well over 100 years? Do you know who broke that corruption? A Republican by the name of Fiorello LaGuardia. You don't know LaGuardia was a Republican. And I'm not peddling Republicanism, because today that party, unfortunately, has rendered itself rather almost impotent with regard to its invisibility in so many ways. But we don't have to. The point is that the Democrats today are very much like Tammany Hall was in New York City in those years, or well over 100 years ago. So now we have a federal Tammany Hall. That's what you're feeling. So I want to go back to something else, because someone said to me last night, how do we go on if you feel it's broken? Remember I said last night, many men, middle-aged men who fought in war, say, can this country ever be saved? And I say sometimes things that are broken forever. Here's what I wanted to add this today, because I thought about that. It's kind of severe, you know, because there's no hope in that. And I don't want to create false hope, but a country can survive. A country can even survive corruption of this order. A country can survive deception of the order created by the Obama machine and the corruption that is pervasive as a result of the Bush machine and now the Obama machine. First, the 8 years of Bush, the corruption in the mainly in the war contracting. And look how they do it. See, this is intriguing. When Obama won, people said to me, oh, my God, the whole world's going to come to an end. Well, in some ways, socially it is. But I said, no, financially it won't come to an end. So what are you talking about? I said, look, just as guys made fortunes with corrupt war contracts from the Iraq war and the Afghan war, faulty body armor, a couple of them in San Francisco, even some whose wives are on major Senate committees. Oh, yeah, look into it. Check it out. Some of the most corrupt, vile individuals in the history of the world sold defective military equipment to the military, made fortune one after the other. Fortunes. So, okay, saying, well, okay, well, now what? Well, now what? They made it under Bush through military contracts. Now the war is winding down, the wars. So where are the fortunes being made? The fake solar contracts, the wind contracts. In other words, the new corruption is in the energy sector. So now that it's a shifting of the alliance. So the Republicans made it through war contracting. The Democrats are making it through energy contracting. Same corruption, different method, different style, but they're still making the fortune and still buying big cars and big houses, which is why big houses are selling like crazy now. You look at upper end real estate, which I'm fascinated by, and I study it all the time. I'm fascinated by architecture, real estate. I never talk about it, but I should. It's going like mad. New York, London, Miami. You look at the houses and the prices. Why? Because fortunes have not been made like this in a very long time. And that's a result of the corruption. It's trickling down. It's actually trickling up in a way, because it's not really trickling down to the average person. The greed has never been greater than now. It's all staying at the top. So can the country survive it? Yes. We can even survive the skanks that are running things today. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair, and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. ovationhair.com.
Alarming signs. Are you watching for them? Before the Great Depression, there were alarming signs. Before the 2008 Great Recession, there were early indicators. If you miss those, pay attention. Today's economic warnings couldn't be more clear. Federal debt is $16 trillion, and in 8 years, is projected to hit $22 trillion, enough to bankrupt the country. While our currency is being debased, China, Russia, India and others are stockpiling gold to prepare. Can your family afford another financial loss of 20, 30, even 40%? Get informed. Protect your assets right now. Call Lear Capital and request a free copy of the special report, Rising Debt and Record Gold Ahead.
800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099.
The world is changing, and radio is changing with it. Now your favorite station leaves your city and travels the world. It goes where you go, thanks to iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station and over 1,500 of the best stations right on your mobile device. Download iHeartRadio free wherever you download apps, or get started at iHeartRadio.com. Get closer to your favorite station than ever before with iHeartRadio.
Join Hot Talk 560 KSFO for a live broadcast of In the Garden with Bob Tanum on Sunday, April 7th from 8 until 11 a.m. at Central Valley Builders. Brought to you by Kellogg's Garden Products. Central Valley Builders is located at 1100 Vintage Avenue in St. Helena. The first 100 attendees to the broadcast will receive a free bag of 6-quart G&B potting soil. For more information and to learn more about Kellogg's Garden Products, visit the events page at ksfo.com.
Sean Hannity.
In spite of all the insanity, all the darkness, evil, and madness, we will prevail.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
To my city by the bay.
Too slow. It's from another era. I turn it off. That's for Nancy Pelosi, not for you. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I'm going to take a call in a minute on brain mapping and mind control in a moment, which I know you're very fascinated by. I can tell you, I've never seen lights like this tonight. We touched a raw nerve tonight on the brain and Obama's interest in mapping the brain and what it really means. We've only scratched the surface. There's an article today in the Wall Street Journal on optical music for the gym. Researchers found that at the right tempo, music can reduce the sense of exertion as well as boost motivation. That's exactly what I've been telling you tonight. And my voice, my tempo, my range of thought is very much like a sweet spot for those of you who are addicted to the Savage Nation. And it motivates you, and it reduces your sense of depression. It's as simple as that. So, you know, this is what it comes down to. Some people actually used to work out to my voice, but I don't do the same kind of shows that I used to do. Music can alter emotional and physiological arousal, much like a pharmacological stimulant or sedative, according to doctors. But so can talk radio and so can voices. I mean, I have a seductive voice in part. You know, I don't want to go into that part of it. But I have a super seductive voice. And if I want to go into that sleepy-eyed, you know, part of my brain, I can do that too. I choose not to. I'd rather, you know, use the mind for what the mind is for rather than seduction per se. But when you analyze any orator, they have to be seductive in order to have an audience. Obama's a very seductive speaker. How do you think he became president? And so if you actually analyze the speech patterns or the speech of Obama, you'll hear the seduction in his voice, which is why so many women of a certain, let us say, mental level, within a certain range, are seduced by him, no matter what he says. Richard on KSFO on the brain studies, the brain mapping. You've been holding a very long time. KSFO San Francisco, Richard, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Prophet Savage, it's an honor. I just want to say that Obama wanting to get funding for searching into the brain and all that, it's a bunch of shuck and jiving. The real thing is something that's been going on since World War II, and our government has been doing studying into manipulating of the brain, which is called the MK Ultra Mind Control Project. Now, for example, you've got James Holmes, the Colorado shooter. He was working with the government, and he was also one of six recipients at the National...
Well, I want to pause right here. I've read that. How can you verify that he was working with the government?
Well, for one, his father was also working with the government on a mind control project, and two...
Wait. You're going over the same ground. I've read that. I've heard it. How can you... Can anyone confirm that the shooter was involved with the government?
No, that I can't, sir.
All right, so I'm going to say it's hearsay, and it's a very nice fantasy, but we can't say with any surety. And as a trained scientist, the first rule is let's have some evidence, but let's move on to your next point, please, Richard.
Well, don't you think it's odd that after Fast and Furious failed and the government trying to take away our guns, that all of a sudden you've got all these shootings now? You've got
Sure, you could also say it's coincidental. You could also say it's random and coincidental. I know that after the horrible tragedy in Connecticut, people said that the Lanza seemed very... It was bizarre that Lanza's mother, who would have a nut for a son who was on medication, no less, would have so many guns in the house. Who was she and why was she permitting him and encouraging him to buy guns? I mean, who was the mother? I'd like to know more about Lanza's mother than about Lanza. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, who was Adam Lanza's mother? Why would she take a boy who was so warped obsessed with guns, knives, shooting, military posters. The kid was on medication. Of course, they wouldn't tell you that when they inspected his house. Only he had an NRA certificate. And the mother, who he shot dead, had written a check to him that, which said, darling, buy yourself another gun with it. Well, what is that about? Who was she? What you can argue that she was working for the government, but we have no proof for that. It's a good plot for a novel, Richard. But without proof, all we're doing is fishing in the middle of the air, right?
Right, but I don't know about the mother, but the son was a perfect setup for the MK Ultra project. He was a perfect guinea pig for that.
Well, you could argue that, but you don't have any proof. That's the problem with that allegation. And one, look, I can't say that I agree with you to begin with. To me, I think it's all random. I don't believe that the government brainwashed Lanza or brainwashed the Aurora shooter. But I know that there are those on the Internet who do. Without evidence, though, we have to assume that there's no government involvement. At least that's how what logic would dictate. Of course, not everything is logical, and we understand the government has ways of hiding things. Okay, so it goes in circles. Believe what you want to believe.
The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome back to The Savage Nation. When I listen to Schumer saying they're very, very close to an immigration deal, I think of the Sanhedrin. I feel he's crucifying America. I'm sorry to tell you this, but I thought I lived in a constitutional republic where there was participatory democracy, where the American people would vote on whether they want to have 30 million guests from Mexico all to the United States forever. But no, apparently we're run by a gang of eight. You can call them Crips, Bloods, or a gang of eight. To me, it's a gang. They even identify themselves as a gang, saying they're close to a deal. Graham, are you joking? Graham? One of the members of the Gang of Eight, he's a trial lawyer. He's been sold out as long as the man's been in politics. What, because he has an R next to his name? Joseph Curl, what an article. Is it Joseph Curl? I think so, for the Washington Times. Wrote a great article, The Obamas Live the 1% Life. He said, being president of the U.S., the most powerful man in the world is often most about perception. That's why presidential candidates always hit Philadelphia for a cheesesteak. Sometimes the perception cuts to the core, like when President Bush stopped playing golf in 2003 at the height of the Iraq War. Bush said years later, I think playing golf during a war just sends the wrong signal, right? I don't want some mom whose son may have recently died to see the commander-in-chief playing golf, said Bush. That's also why Mr. Bush did two other things without fanfare or praise. First, he never headed home to the Texas ranch until after Christmas, instead going to Camp David for a few days. That way, the hundreds of people revolving around him at all times, White House staff, Secret Service agents, reporters, photographers, could spend the holiday with their families in and around Washington, D.C. No one ever reported that until this column today. Second, Bush rarely attended sporting events, although he once owned a baseball team and was once a self-confessed stats junkie. Okay? Why did he not go? Because it didn't look right. But here's where Curl gets really good. But something remarkable has happened with these occupants of the White House. Neither Obama nor First Lady Michelle appear to give a damn about perception. They won the White House, and by God, they're going to enjoy their time there no matter the cost. And who cares what you think anyway? How else to explain the nonstop vacations, the pair keep taking during what Mr. Obama calls the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression? In 2013, the first families already enjoyed 3 vacations. That's one a month. Sorry, Joe America, you might have to forget your week at the beach again this year, but make sure you get those taxes in on time. The Obamas ended 2012 and kicked off 2013 in an $8 million, 6,000-square-foot house in Hawaii. There, the Presidente played 5 rounds of golf, breaking the 100 rounds as president threshold. Scarcely a month into term 2, Mrs. Obama headed off for Aspen. taking along the couple's daughters. Vice President Joseph R. Biden also hit the Colorado slopes. While the girls and Joe were gone, Obama nipped down to Florida for a four-day boys' weekend of golf. Jumpin' Joe, for his part, spent New Year's in the Virgin Islands and popped off over the Easter weekend for a golf outing in the glorious Kiawah Island, South Carolina. His third vacation of the year came the same week as reports that he and his entourage spent $460,000 for a single night in London and $585,000 for a night at a five-star hotel in Paris. Wait, it gets better. Then last week, reports emerged that the Obama girls were kicking it in the Bahamas for spring break. Days later, a Colorado news station reported that the girls were now skiing in Sun Valley, Idaho. The White House flacks didn't like that one bit. And so they attacked anybody who dared say one word about the girls. And without any other prodding, the station that reported the girls on another vacation scrubbed the report without explanation. To be clear, he wrote, this has nothing to do with the daughters, never has. They are wonderful girls. The issue is use of taxpayer money, especially since Mr. Obama has shut down the White House to visitors, citing the cost of security. All these trips cost millions for Secret Service protection. Couldn't they just skip a few vacations so taxpayers could visit America's house? But no, the Obamas don't care a whit about that, or the perception of them living high on the hog while many hardworking Americans are struggling to get by. And that perception, juxtaposed with reality more than nearly anything else, tells you an awful lot about this president. Joseph Curley, Obama's lived the 1% life in the Washington Times. I highly recommend it. So you may think that you are witnessing democracy in action by listening to the politicians and the Supreme Court so-called justices. You're really watching a charade. You're watching the shadows on the wall of the cave. The decisions are made and the stooges put on the act. Reagan, glorified by many constitutionalists in the neocon media. Oh, you say Ronald Reagan, they practically fall on the ground like God himself. Well, he was just a man, a good president. Not a great president, a good one, but he is the god to the neocons in the radio business. And yet they may not even be able to tell you that it was Ronald Reagan himself who granted amnesty to illegals, millions of illegal aliens, by the way, saying that if only we grant amnesty to the illegals, it will never happen again. Now, of course, here we are a number of years later, and the power structure is about to grant amnesty again, as well as no doubt come out in favor of gay marriage, which is, of course, a given, given the pressures of the civilization that we are living in. So, I mean, we can comment on it if you want. I don't see any point in it because we don't live even in a putative republic anymore. We don't live in a putative democracy. We never have. We don't live in a republic. What we live is an oligarchy. I've told you that since 1994. You are living in an oligarchy with a charade of two parties and a charade of a Supreme Court. It's all an act. In other words, I'm an ultimate cynic. So let's, we the people, talk amongst ourselves about things that are perhaps more interesting. Tonight I want to talk about eco-madness. Now earthworms are being blamed for global warming. You heard me. And so-called warming alarmists are suggesting the following, killing polar bears. That's right. I'm not making it up. They are recommending that polar bears be killed to save the polar bears. The insane people in the universities are saying in order to save the polar bears, we have to kill them. Here's another story. How many times have I told you that the budget could practically be balanced if Indian gambling casinos, so-called, were to pay their fair share of taxes? Well, here comes a new insult. The Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation, which owns the Foxwoods Resort Casino in southeastern Connecticut, is now seeking increased revenues through grants from the U.S. government. In other words, they're giving $100,000 a year to adult tribe members, and they're running out of money because God knows where the money's going. Now the Pequots are joining other Indian gambling tribes, including nearby rival casino Mohican Sun, in the pursuit of more federal aid. It's not bad enough they pay no taxes. Now they want grants. Number two. I'm giving you stories now. Number three. Here's number three. Did you see the HBO special on Phil Spector? The answer is no. The answer is my audience doesn't have HBO. They don't have cable. They don't have basic cable. My audience is a radio audience. They don't watch television. Some do. I mean, a few, a smattering. But I'm going to tell you about that today. I'm giving you an intro. I watched HBO's docudrama about the murder trial of the degenerate record producer, Phil Spector, someone who had passed his prime 40 years before, and they still turn him into an icon for some reason. And the fact of the matter is, he killed this woman in the minds of anybody who studied the case. She had her face blown off. And yet, he was, originally released. He was found innocent, retried and found guilty. And now, this is the shock of it all. Al Pacino has destroyed his reputation, which you can understand since Al Pacino probably doesn't have much between his ears, given his politics, along with the others from the West Village in the media business. But there's another actor in the production, and I'm shocked that she would throw away her reputation by trying to persuade the American people that this character, Phil Spector, is innocent. And her name is, I forget her name, she's a famous female actress. Does anyone know who I'm talking about? You're supposed to fall on the ground. She's the female Ronald Reagan of the film world. I forgot her name. I went blank on it. I guess I don't pass the test. Anyway, she threw her reputation in the toilet as well. And so I watched the Phil Spector docudrama on HBO, and I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was pure, unadulterated propaganda. I want to talk about that. 855-400-7282. I do not understand why Ronald Reagan's been turned into a god by the neocons in the radio business who constantly tout the party line. He was a politician like all politicians. He was not a great man by any means. He was an actor who did a fairly good job as a politician. And yet the neocons in the radio business have turned him into some kind of god. I don't understand it. But then again, I don't understand other things that they do. And so therefore, I'll let you decide. I report, you decide. Those are some of the topics I'm talking about. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Whoa, you almost hit that car. What's wrong with your eyes? They're red and tearing. How can you see?
Oh, these contact lenses, they're irritating my eyes. Allergies too, and my vision isn't clear. I just can't stop rubbing them.
You know, maybe it's time for LASIK vision correction. Remember how Eric raved about his LASIK results? He had Dr. William Ellis resolve his vision problems.
Dr. Ellis is recognized as a LASIK pioneer and has personally performed over 60,000 procedures. He's Stanford trained, and you couldn't ask for a more experienced experienced LASIK doctor. You may be able to eliminate your glasses and contacts. For a limited time, LSI has the greatest LASIK offer ever. You only pay full price for high-definition LASIK on your first eye, and the second eye is free, and financing is available. For a free LASIK consultation, call 1-877-933-3315. Put yourself in the skilled and caring hands of Dr. Ellis. Call 1-877-933-3315. Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
The fiscal cliff, continuing resolution, sequestration, hey, they're all a reality. So how are these new economic policies going to affect us? Join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar Tuesday, April 23rd in Livermore or Thursday, the 25th in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. What's the best way to plan for your retirement? Again, Tuesday, the 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn in Livermore or Thursday, April 25th at the Veterans Memorial Center in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman. 800-472-8305 or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Hi there, I'm Renee Richardson, and I'm here to take a moment to tell you about a really good experience I just had. We're doing a bit of remodeling, and one of the things on the list was the bathroom. Total redo. Now, the hubby is handy and all. He's a carpenter. But one thing he's not fond of? Painting. So we called the pros, CertaPro Painters. From the moment we made the call, we were taken care of. Prompt callback, easy appointment time, thorough consultation, and most of all, a true professional who took the time to listen to what I wanted. Tim at CertaPro Painters may have sided with my husband on the color choice, but he was very good at explaining why the choice would work for us. It's a very personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you're going to have to look at it every day. You should have your painting done right. CertaPro Painters did it right for us. They're neat, professional, and courteous. Call them up and see for yourself. 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. Oh, and if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff to work with you. It's very reassuring. Check out the website, CertaPro.com. That's CertaPro.com. I think you'll be as impressed as I am. CertaPro Painters, because painting is personal.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Then, of course, there are the little stories. There's a story that makes no sense whatsoever, but it's worth talking about. The Centers for Disease Control, which, of course, is a laugh because they don't control any disease. What they do is report on disease in that they replaced real epidemiologists and real doctors with politicians about 20 years ago, and now they have nothing but little people with, PhDs and MDs who report on infections and can do nothing to stop them, because in order to stop them, they have to actually do something. And as you well know, they don't have the mandate to do anything. They report that there's 110 million venereal infections in the United States of America. That's an astonishing number of venereal infections when you think about it. How could there be 110 million venereal infections, you ask yourself? Where's that coming from? Well, if you look at the report, you realize what they're saying is that of the 110 million now, venereal infections in the U.S., most of them consist of one of them known as, you probably never heard of it. If you're an older person, you don't even know what it is. You know your grandfather's and your father's venereal diseases. And I don't have to name them just for, shock effect. But there are venereal infections that you never heard of. And this is a direct result of the degeneracy that is being promulgated in the schools and colleges and in the fact that we have no moral compass left in the United States of America. It's over. It's been blown apart because in order to be fair to minority sexualists, you have to have no morality. In order for minority sexualists to feel that they're not being picked on, you have to make sure there's no morality. And then once you destroy morality, you can have anything. You can marry a giraffe. You can marry five people. You can marry a horse. It doesn't matter. And so the most common sexually transmitted infection in the United States in 2008 was one that your father never heard of called HPV, human papillomavirus. Human papillomavirus, which caused 14 million estimated infections that year. Now, why do so many girls get HPV? Because they're being told to have sex with everybody. If it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? Of the total 110 million existing infections in the U.S., there were 79 million HPV infections in girls. That's because they've been taught to have sex before they can even add a column of three figures in three ways. The important thing is to feel good and to express their sexuality. And so by the time they get to college, they can be experts at promiscuousness. There were 24 million HSV2 infections. There were 3.7 million trichomoniasis infections. There were 1.5 million chlamydia infections. There were 908,000 HIV infections. There were 422,000 Hep B infections. There were 270,000 gonorrhea infections. That's old-fashioned stuff. And 117,000 syphilis infections. Now, of course, you have to understand that you can't pick on anyone with a venereal disease. It's part of their lifestyle. And in order to accept all lifestyles, you have to accept all infections as being equal. Now, there's no comment on that, and I'm asking for it, not anything. We're just giving you a potpourri sort of a dinner. I've given you a couple of drinks. I've given you some appetizers. And I haven't even hit the main course on the Savage Nation. Shortly, when I'm in the mood, we'll go into the main course. So as you see, you have many stories to talk about. Venereal infections, native U.S. tribes not only getting away with murder by not paying taxes, but now they want federal bailouts. The HBO propaganda piece where Al Pacino destroyed his reputation forever. The Phil Spector travesty. We have the eco-madness of the insane people in the eco-movement now saying in order to save the polar bears, we have to kill them. We have the audio of the trailer from the Spill... I almost said the Spill Pector. I almost said the Spill Pector movie. No, the Phil Spector. I mean, you talk about a culturally insignificant nobody, Phil Spector. Say, well, why are you talking about it? Because it's a symptom of the cultural degeneracy that we're living in, that HBO would even run such a movie. You say, well, it cost £8 million, they reported in England, to make that propaganda piece saying he was innocent. You say, how could they spend that much money when no one even knows this guy? He was nobody. By 1990, by 85 already, he was a forgotten dwarf living in Hollywood in a decrepit old mansion somewhere in a decrepit neighborhood of L.A. in a, you know, a broken-down old house, going to an Italian restaurant, where the food is excellent, by the way, being driven around in a broken Cadillac, and everyone talking, oh, he's a great genius, a record producer. No one knows who he is. So he was. So a girl comes into his house. He picks up a maid, a barmaid, brings her home. Her face gets blown off with a gun he owns in her mouth. His chauffeur comes running out and says that he came out saying, I think I've killed a girl. And then we're supposed to believe he's innocent, even though he's done this to other girls. He's played this Russian roulette game with them before. So why would Al Pacino and that woman actress, whose name I forget, does anyone know who I'm talking about? What's her name, the woman in the HBO movie? I want to see if anyone's even listening to me. I have no idea. Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren. I'll call her Helen Mirren, because I'm supposed to know that she's the greatest actress in the history of the world. It was Helen Mirren threw away her... her credentials, threw away her credibility, as did Al Pacino. So you say, why would they do this? See, this is the point of my story. Why would Al Pacino throw away a shred of any credibility he may have had, as well as Helen Mirren? The answer is quite simple, because they're whores like everyone else in Hollywood. If they spend $12 million to make this movie, to say, well, oh, Phil Spector's innocent, he should be given another trial, even though he had two trials, he should have another one. By the way, he's serving his time right now in Corcoran. And I hope he's listening to the show. Is there anyone from Corcoran listening to the show? Because I'm heard in the Corcoran area. The phone number is 855-407-2822. Call us to tell us how Phil's behaving.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank account. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services helped Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-773-7618. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-773-7618. 800-773-7618.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes on Talk 560 KSFO. Shooting victim is in guarded condition after being shot while in his car in Oakland and then crashing his car down a ravine. The suspect is still at large. An executive with a Walnut Creek investment firm has been arrested on charges claiming that he defrauded his company's lenders in order to pay personal debts. The director at Light Horse Ventures is charged with mail fraud and money laundering, among other things. And it's a first in air travel. Samoa Air is going to start basing its fares not only on the distance traveled, but also by the weight of the passenger and his or her bags. Taking a look at the roadways. In Mountain View, northbound 85 at Homestead, have a Jeep that went into a wall. Left lane is blocked there near the center divide. It's also being reported northbound 8 of 85 just before Fremont. A couple of cars have pulled over to help. Westbound 80 Monta Vista in Vacaville have a stalled car right lane. I'm Dave Hawkes, KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, I'm Mike Amatori, and when they told me that Danmer Custom Shutters was coming back on the air, I said, let me do the commercial, because I've been a customer of Danmer for 16 years, and I wouldn't have anything else. You already know that the right shutters will increase the value of your home, but did you know that tangled blinds and dusty drapes are actually costing you money in your home energy bill? You can now get a tax credit of up to $500 on Danmer's American-made shutters. Plus, you'll save 25% during their spring makeover sale while actually reducing your home energy bills. Danmer can build your shutters in as little as 3 days from measure. And delivery and installation are always free. Call 800-378-5599. Danmer, they're your local source for shutters at 800-378-5599. Get your $500 federal tax credit plus 25% off during their spring sale. Going on now. Call 800-378-5599. Or go to Danmer.com. License number 574304.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
From painting to mowing the grass to vacuuming, you'll spend hours maintaining your home. Here's one task to check off your to-do list. Changing smoke alarm batteries. Replace your older alarms with new Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, the recommended life of an alarm. No more searching for a battery, and no more low battery chirps. Head to the Home Depot and check that box for a decade with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9.
It is true our borders are out of control. It is also true that this has been a situation on our borders back through a number of administrations.
I dug something up that no one in the media on the conservative side will play because it shows them to be neocons by glorifying Reagan. Reagan granted amnesty to illegal aliens. So what is my point? My point is politicians cannot be trusted. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle they're on. By and large, they're going to screw the American people. And as will the media. For example, here's the San Francisco Chronicle. This is, I swear to God, the head story. Public health. Death on the streets. Multitudes of homeless who became indigent in the 80s expected to dwindle rapidly if housing can't be found. What? You have to read the story to understand what they're saying. That unless we buy houses for the drug addicts, the crackheads, the whores, and the gutter, they're going to die, even though some of them are in their 50s and 60s. We all owe them a house. I'd say people's minds are on other things. Family, traveling, God. Is there any reason for religion anymore in the world? Has religion died along with morality? Once morality went, God went. God went along with the morality. Once the society took the shortcut, there was nothing left. There's no north, south, east, or west. People care about nothing. You know, I go to the mall. Usually I go a couple of times a week with the dog before the show for an hour, and I walk around. All the stores are just, you know, filled with the same garbage. They all look like the same thing. You know, you go past Abercrombie and Fitch, you can puke from the disgusting perfume that they blow out. I don't know where they get it. I have to go around the mall. Anyway, they're going out of business, thank God. The one store that is jammed every time I go there, the others are empty. Poor people standing around, they don't know what to say. The iPhone store. You see them coming after school with the mothers. Their eyes are like open, like they're running to the Holy Grail. They're going to get some revelation in there. I don't understand it. What is it that they're buying in there? What is it they think they're going to get, these young girls, hysterical almost, to the iPhone store? There's an hysteria in their eyes and a crowd milling about. It looks as busy as a bakery in Queens, New York looked in the 1950s around the time of a holiday, whether it be Easter or Passover, people lining up to bring a cake to a relative's house. No one does that anymore. After all, carbs are evil. Cakes are evil. Sugar is evil. The only thing you can bring to a neighbor's, to a relative's house in New York that Bloomberg would approve of would be a 16-ounce doobie. If it's a 16-ounce medical marijuana doobie, he would approve of it. Something in that has sugar in it, though, is evil. But the thing is, what are they getting in the store, I ask myself? What is this madness? And now, it goes to the whole problem in society, I think. From my point of view, say what you want about me, if you see these young idiots walking around with the iPhones, and it's constant, they don't take their eye off it, they could crash into a pole. They don't, let's say the girl is looking for a boy and the boy is looking for a girl. They wouldn't even know it if he walked by them. Because their idiot eyes are on this little device in their hand where they're looking for a boy or talking about looking for a boy. And the boy walks by them and he doesn't have the nerve to say hello to them. Because his idiot eyes are on the iPhone looking for the girl who just went by him. I was told by someone today that they're having virtual sex, the youngsters. They're not even meeting in real life anymore. They're actually just talking to each other and flirting on the iPhone and whatever they do with themselves. They're not even meeting to meet. They're not even getting together. It's a complete dissolution of our society. You understand that? Say, well, what are you talking about? I don't know. I'm just talking. It's a talk show, so I talk. I'm giving you random thoughts. I'm not trying to be cogent by sticking to one particular topic. I could tell you by the reaction to the calls that many people are on vacation. They're probably on stranded on a cruise ship, bored out of their minds, having to take a sedative with their family somewhere on vacation. Not really. Most men make believe they like vacations with their family, but the hunter in them would rather be back at their job. They don't want to say it because they would feel like there's something wrong with them. So they take a medication in order to feel good, but they're going crazy, most of them, on vacation. They don't know what to do with themselves. They want to. So they're not listening. They're not allowed to listen to radio while they're on vacation. The wife said no more talk radio when you're on vacation. So I'm gonna give you the news as it comes along. And if you care to comment on any of these subjects, from broken bolts on a $6 billion bridge in the San Francisco area without an investigation of which corrupt San Francisco politician gave these contracts to which construction company, you can call on that. Or you can call on, you look at the Old York Times today, there it is. Justices say time may be wrong for ruling on gay marriage. Please don't call me on it. The fix is in. You know what's coming. You know exactly what's coming. You can see it from a mile away. The gods on the Supreme Court will give you a ruling that, you know, it's such a charade. It's absurd. The wise Latina, Sotomayor, made a statement to lead you to believe that she's neutral on the issue. She's not neutral. She was planted by Caligula. Caligula put her on. Caligula put Kagan on. Just take a look at Kagan. You know what her vote's going to be, right? Unbelievable. And there's, of course, Roberts, the swing vote. 855-407-28. Don't call me on this topic. I'm not doing gay marriage. I don't want to talk about it. It's boring. It's just boring. The whole thing is boring. Is there any good news out there? Yes, here's some good news. Let's see. Amanda Knox, Italy's high court overturned her appeal. Did you hear? She was free. She was convicted of murder. And remember her? She killed her the girlfriend. Oh, I'm sorry. She was alleged to have killed the girlfriend with her boyfriend, slashed her to death in Italy. Remember that story, Amanda Knox from Washington State. So first she was found guilty. Then she was found convicted of murder. Then she was freed on appeal. Well, now the Supreme Court of Italy said she has to stand trial again for the murder of her roommate. Can you believe this? The Supreme Court took it up in Italy. See, at least they do something in Italy. They want justice there. They want a new trial. They think there was a miscarriage of justice. Most of you don't even know the case. Like I mentioned, Phil Spector, you have no idea who he is. I may as well say Phil Speck. No one knows who he is. No one. So that's why I'm talking, because I'm trying to see if you're interested in anything. I think people don't care about anything. I think they could wake up with Chinese troops on their corner wearing blue uniforms with red stars and they would go to work. They would yawn, take a pill, look in their iPhone, and as long as the trains ran on time, they would take fascism. I think that if Bloomberg appeared with a Mussolini salute on a balcony and said, from here on, there is no city council. From here on in, I am the supreme ruler of New York City. From here on in, I will be mayor for life. They would yawn and say, is the train running on time? And as long as they could get their meds and get on their train and it runs on time, they wouldn't care. There's no interest in privacy nor freedom. The things that matter to me, for example, things that we all grew up with, they're gone. They're gone. They're like earthworms in human clothing. The population in America has become the equivalent of earthworms in human clothing. They think that because they can roll around in the mud with each other, they're free. But they're earthworms. The humanity is gone. It's been blown out. It sounds negative to you, but what can I say to you? I have to give you what I see. Otherwise, what's the point of being on the radio? Just to pull your chain? Huh? HBO's Phil Spector, dead in the water, no one cares. Let's see if CDC says 110 million venereal infections in the U.S. No one cares. They think it's healthy. In fact, it's a mark of freedom in America. If you have an STD, a sexually transmitted disease, it shows that you're an Obama voter and that you're a free person. In fact, I would say anyone who does not have an STD should not be allowed to vote in the new America, because it shows that they're uptight, they're rigid, that they're some kind of throwback, that they're not willing to do it in the road. And if you don't have an STD, it means that you're not part of the new America, not part of the Obama crowd. You're not willing to grant amnesty to illegal aliens. You're just not willing to be flexible. You're an inflexible person. A truly flexible modern American has an STD. In fact, he wears it, or she wears it, as a mark of sort of like the red badge of courage in reverse. It would be the, I don't want to get too graphic here. It's a family show. We all call it the red badge of courage. That was once considered a mark of heroism for those who went into combat and got injured. Of course, that was the title of a great novel. It could be the white badge of degeneracy. We could call it that, if you want to call it that. But you can't even use the word degeneracy. I think using the word degeneracy should be a crime in the Bloomberg and Obama America, because that indicates a moral intolerance. And you cannot have moral intolerance if you're going to have equality. And frankly, I think that Americans who do not have a venereal disease should be forced to get a venereal disease by the CDC. I think that they should be forced to line up at the local post office, which is irrelevant, where a doctor should come out and give them an injection where they'll get a mild dose of a venereal disease for a reason. There's a reason for it. So that those with venereal diseases will not feel picked on by the racists in the society who don't have a venereal disease. Do you understand what I'm getting at? I hope you do. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. If you don't understand when I'm pulling your leg, how I'm pulling your leg, why I'm pulling your leg, please do not listen to the show. Tune in to Neocon, who tells you about the Constitution of Ronald Reagan. 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, and I'm here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. You remember, not that long ago, when I was talking about running my fingers through my hair and having it come out in chunks. That was not okay with me, and not only was it falling out of my head, but it looked bad while it was still on my head. It was dry, broken, brittle, damaged. There was no way I felt comfortable even straightening it for fear that it was just going to break even further. Well, Ovation Cell Therapy's three-step process took my hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair just within the first few washes. And the more that I use it, the better results I get. And you can get the exact same results. All you have to do is head to ovationhair.com. And remember, enter KSFO at checkout, and you'll get a special, awesome introductory offer. Again, it's ovationhair.com. And remember, KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar. I'm excited to tell you about a revolutionary program that's turning the industry on its head. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Wouldn't you know it? The board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes are once again paving the way to better foot health. Hi, I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Show, Dr. Adele consistently encouraged callers with embarrassing toenail fungus to try the FDA-approved laser treatment. The 800 New Toes doctors were the first to bring you this revolutionary laser treatment for nail fungus and have performed over 10,000 successful procedures. Now, they're offering another groundbreaking laser treatment for foot and ankle pain. Like their treatment for toenail fungus, the MLS laser at 800 New Toes is quick, easy, and painless. It's used to treat plantar fasciitis, arthritis, tendonitis, and professional sports teams use it to help players recover from injuries. At 800 New Toes, it's not just about looking good, but feeling good too. So whether you have toenail fungus or suffer with foot and ankle pain, call 800 New Toes or go to 800newtoes.com. Get back to doing the things you love, pain-free, at 800 New Toes.
Weekdays at noon.
Went out there, gets the job, and he's done nothing but blame everybody and anybody for his failure.
John Hannity on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I have good callers. I mean, the lines are jammed up now. You understand. Not as jammed as they would be on a busy day, where if I really wanted to provoke responses, I could do it. I don't know if I really want to get into a single discussion where I'm trapped in it. That's the problem with my show. If I throw out a topic and ask you a question that would engage you, what happens is by the time you start calling, I'm onto another topic. You see, I suffer from a certain disorder called interest in many things. And that unto itself is an illness in America. In order to be a modern American, you can't be a Renaissance type of man as I am. In fact, anyone who's a Renaissance man is suspect in America today. In fact, anyone who's cultured should be investigated by the FBI. I think anybody who has a higher degree and is not using it for the betterment of fairness in our society is probably in some way an anti-American. Because the only Americans that should be given anything in our society are those who take. Anyone who actually gives or produces something is probably in some way harboring some kind of racist feelings. I think that it's very important that you have compassion for those who refuse to work, especially illegal aliens who sneak into the country. After all, they have more rights than you do, as they should, because you stole the land from them. You see, you in America have to understand that your whiteness, the predominant race in America, is still Caucasian. You really owe everybody everything around the planet because you've caused everything wrong on the planet. Now, it is true that people hacked off limbs in Africa, but that's because of the white man. It was not because the Hutus wanted to kill a neighboring tribe indigenously. It's because the white man drove the African so crazy over such a long period of time that the otherwise peaceful African tribes started to hack each other to death. It's again the white man's fault. And wherever you look, it's the same thing. It's always the Europeans' fault, no matter what's going on. Even China. Now, although the Caucasians are not there now, why is it a police state? Why is it a communist police state that Bloomberg loves and Obama loves so much and looks to as a model for their cities and country and the country that they are in? Yeah, they said so. Bloomberg said a while ago that China has a wonderful system. Woody Allen said it's a wonderful system, to give you some idea what happens from too much chicken noodle soup. But the fact of the matter is, the reason that people in China are put into prison camps if they're political dissidents and their kidneys harvested is again because of the white man. If you look back in time, you'll find that owing to the oppression of the English and the dumping of opium on the Chinese, in some ways it brought out the meanness in the Chinese people, which is why they do such evil things to each other and to their animals. It's not that they're inherently a bad people. They're much kinder and gentler than the European. They're superior in every way. Just go to any university and you'll read that. The reason that they mistreat bears and lock them in cages for their entire life and suck the bile out of their bodies, the reason they cook dogs, is not because it's inherent in the Chinese culture. It's because of the English, if you look back far enough. It's the same here in America. The reason the Native Americans need gambling casinos so they can give every adult $100,000 a year is, again, because of the evil European American. And the fact is that they should be given grants, even though they're raking in billions of dollars from their casinos and paying no taxes. They don't have enough to give every adult Indian $100,000 a year, and you owe it to them. And I think that you should give it. And that's why, you see, you have to start to flex. You have to understand that that you can't pick on people just because of their venereal status. This is what happens in a nation when it's taken over by a criminal gang, without saying that it has been taken over by a criminal gang. But you see, I watch too much television, I will admit that. I mean, I do write novels, so therefore I live in fantasy. But it seems to me that when you read that Obamacare is going to increase claims costs by at least 32%, and that we are bankrupt, and the people who allegedly run the country are saying we're never going to balance the budget because we enjoy robbing the country, I think of the Sopranos series on HBO years ago, where they took over the sporting goods store, and after they got their claws into the sporting goods store, as I've said to you. What they did was they ran up. First of all, they stole all of the merchandise out of the back door and sold it in the back of trucks, as they do in New Jersey. That's what they're doing here in America. It started with Bill Clinton selling our factories to China. Same thing. It's like selling golf clubs out of the back of a truck. Then when the store started to, you know, shrink in the amount of merchandise that it had, they then had to suck it for more money. So what you do is you take the credit that the store has and you start getting loans on the credit the way the government is doing. And then when that runs out, you run up airline tickets, for example. So when Biden goes on a vacation, went to England, and the hotel room costs $500,000 for the night, you're not supposed to be affected by that because he smiles a lot. And it's a small issue. It was $585,000 for one night in Paris for Joe Biden. Did you hear that? You haven't seen that or read about that. But after all, he cares about the small people. And yet when they were asked about it, a so-called Dem strategist named Hillary Rosen said that it's not a big deal to talk about $585,000 for a night in Paris, which is what it cost for him and his entourage and his Secret Service and his cars and whatever else. $600,000 for a night in Paris is what Biden deserves. So in other words, to a legitimate outside observer, it starts to seem to me that America is a sporting goods store that has been taken over by the Sopranos. And that's what you do, is you run up, you get airline tickets on the credit, and then you start selling the airline tickets under cost, or you use the airline tickets. And then you use fake credit cards with fake names on them. You check into hotels under fake names, and you bill it to an account that has no money. And when the bill has to be paid, what you do is you print more money and you say, I'm never going to balance the budget. So that's why I say, don't believe a word I say about any of this, because I only think it looks like we've been taken over by a gang. I didn't say we actually have been taken over by a gang, because it can't be true. After all, they love people. Biden, Obama, the entire structure, they like the poor. They're good for the poor. They take care of the most vulnerable amongst us. So for him to spend $585,000 for a night in Paris, it's worth it when you think about it, considering all the good that Joe Biden does. And since they're on the right side of things, meaning the left side of things, and since they're good people as opposed to bad racist people, there's no amount of money that we can spend on them that is too much. So listen to the Dem strategist Hillary Rotten Rosen talking about the $585,000 for one night in Paris by Joe Biden. Listen to clip 9.
This sequester has belt tightening all over the place, and I think you could argue for appearance sake, let's do this, let's do that. There are 100 things. I don't know that the Republican members of Congress have canceled all of their spring break CODELs, as they call them, the boondoggle trips that they take. That would also be an appearance thing. You know, but really the big core is, how is the government itself going to come together? How are they going to make a deal? How are they going to fix this budget? Because as Ren said, this is really just kind of small, particularly when the purpose of the trip really was national security.
See, national security. And that's why we should not even question when a member of the Politburo named Joe Biden spends $585,000 for a night in a hotel in Paris. You do not question such things at the risk of being investigated by the FBI and the Secret Service. That's what Hillary Rosen is implying. With the new Politburo and the new communism that has emerged in the European Union and in America, they have a different standard for themselves than that which applies to the rest of us. And Biden is entitled to a $600,000 night in Paris, because that's how the Politburo works. It's not a big deal. It's just not a big deal because the purpose of the trip was national security. And of course, as you well know, for that, you can do anything you want.
Savage.